better call somebody.
Ready?
All right, here we go. Episode 101. We're in the triple digits. Nice. So, welcome to Raw, following SummerSlam. So, of course, you know, we're going to open with your new, former, undisputed, whatever, heavyweight champion, universal champion, and Rollins. Yeah. So, you expected that, you know. He did the whole face roll. I'm uber super face, and it's been a long road, and I've worked really hard, and yada. But then we get the AJ Styles interruption like that, and he's out and says, you know, the OC wants to be the first to congratulate you in all your endeavors, but you need to worry about me because I would make a much, 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 much better champion than you. And I used to have a lot of respect for you, but I don't anymore. And then, of course, you know what Rollins is going to say. What? I'm beaten, I'm bruised, but okay. And then we do the whole, like, let me shake your hand, and, you know, Rollins won't shake it because he thinks it's shady. And I guess the cool part is, right after all of that, you've got the OC in one corner, and you could hear AJ looking across the ring, and he's like, hey, look at that. Hey, see that? He's scared. That was pretty cool. I like that one. We go into oh, by the way, AJ, I still like him. I just think he plays face better than he, I don't know. They kind of irritated me by then. I don't know. I'll figure that out. So, Street Profits, just discussing AJ Rollins, and they kept their belts. So, I was wrong about it. I thought they would go ahead and take them. I'm pretty sure they're going to end up on this WWE roster. They're just there way too much not to be. So, I'm waiting for that. That'll be good. As long as they don't bring them over like they do some NXT people. They bring them over, and then they disappear. So, hopefully not. We have Sammy show up, and he gives them some friendly advice. You know, you're new. It's shiny and bright. And the longer you're here, the more it will suck the soul out of you. I'm like, wow. And then we get Samoa Joe again. And he's like, you know, since I'm a big softy, Sammy, you can go to the ring and get this off your chest and show the world you're something bigger than KO's water boy. So, I don't know. I guess Joe's picking a match that he's closer to being able to win. But you know me, go Sami Zayn. That's how I'm playing it. Go Sami. And we will move into the segment of our show where we get quiet on the set. And we're doing Dolph Ziggler as a special guest again. And so the crowd just wants to keep chanting Goldberg, of course. I didn't know. I wasn't 100% sure. I thought he might actually show up, but, you know, I'm glad they're going to kind of let it be. And you do have Ziggler end up sucker punching Miz, and then we end up with a match. That was actually a pretty good match all in all. I guess Miz is well rested. He hasn't done much action in a minute. And these guys are friends in real life, so they probably toy with it a lot. It's easier with someone you know very well. And we get Ziggler lining him up and doing the mock HBK calling the crowd, whatever, firing up the band. And Miz dodges that and get him in a figure four. So got him close to the ropes. Miz drags him back and makes Dolph tap. So, yeah. But then Dolph once again does that stupid shit where he's like, he's been beat. He's laying there and then wants to call it out. You know, you're not even the best wrestler in your family. All right, so the Miz walks back down and does the skull-crushing finale and exits a second time. I don't know why they're having Ziegler do that. It's just, I don't know. And then we get, like, the stupidest Becky Lynch promo she's ever done about a cat-and-mouse game and, I don't know. Bring back Becky, like confident, but not overly so. We'll see. And we get Elias, and he decides that he will wait so that he does not get interrupted, and nobody comes out. And then as soon as he starts, Ricochet. And he lets him know that, you know, people don't interrupt you to be rude. They interrupt you because you suck. And Elias didn't like that. So Ricochet ends up, we do a match obviously, and Ricochet ends up pinning him with a flip off the turnbuckle. But Corey was actually right. Corey Graves is usually not right about anything ever. But in this instance, he was. There is, Elias's shoulder was up and he should not have been pinned. I'm sure Shane will interfere with that. You know how that's going to go and how that's going to work. So, we get Rey Mysterio and Andrade. So, this is an ongoing rivalry, honestly. Obviously, and okay, so last week I even said this is a matchup that's going to be stuck on repeat, and this week we do a 2 out of 3 falls. So Andrade ends up beating him, and Ray did this noticeably upset deal, like overly so. Like, no one's happy when they lose, but he was a little much. So, I don't know. We'll see where that goes. Cedric Alexander, Drew McIntyre. Yeah, Drew likes to talk a lot. Like, just the whole, I'll stomp his skull in or whatever. It was a really good match. The athleticism of Cedric, I believe a lot of times that's overlooked at just how, I mean, he's pretty good. I think he's pretty good. But we end up having Drew take him, and it was a damn good match. But we do have end up with Drew taking it home. And so they'll probably go again. Cedric winning. Maybe hype it a little. Make it a PPV thing. So who knows. We get No Way. No Way, Jose. Making his, what, quarterly appearance. And versus Robert Roode. Hey, I don't want to be rude, but Robert, I'm very, very happy that you dropped that petty stash look when you went to Robert Roode. Yeah, look is a lot better on you, brother. Keep it the way it is. And so, No Way Jose, you know he's going to lose. So he runs around a little bit, puts on the show, and then we get the glorious DDT, and it's a wrap. And it's a quick segment break for 1 second while we go to commercial. So, let's see. Who do we got next? We got Paul Heyman. His little feelings are hurt. You know, he's all pissed off. And he announced that he was informed that Lesnar gets no rematches versus Seth Rollins. Good. I don't want to keep seeing the same match for the biggest title on Monday. It's not fair to us, to the crowd, to anyone, to keep having the same matchup every single time. It's just not good. I think you probably feel the same way. Like the rematch after getting screwed out of the belt, that's one thing. I get a rematch because I held it and kind of stole it by entering a match illegally that no one ever called me on. Well, that's a little different. So anyway, of course Lesnar wasn't there, right? Of course not. That's part of the reason why you suck. So anyway, we get a yawn match, the Revival versus Lucha House Party. I don't even know who won. I just know R-Truth comes just barreling through halfway through and dances in the ring and runs away. Excuse me. So we get the Revival attacking Truth, and then they pin him at the same time. So they're dual champions. And then Kalisto gets the pin, and then Truth pins whoever. He is now the 12-time champion. I think that's right. So, I don't know. Just when you think that the 24/7 title couldn't get any worse or any stupider or make you just want to turn the channel, it does. It does. So if you ever think that it couldn't get any worse than that, think again, because it can. Kind of like life. And then we get, you know, Truth talking about how many times he's won it with Carmella, that it's more than Flair and Cena combined. I like Truth. He's the only thing that keeps Truth going. But then we get Elias from behind and takes it from Truth. So now he's the 3-time and current champion. So, yeah. We get a too long, overplayed montage of Roman Reigns and his attacker, mystery attacker, all the way from attacks, the assault on Buddy, the car, the locker room, the yada, 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 yada. And, all right. So, we move on after all of that. And then we get into Talia out with her emotional moment. And it is the anniversary of her father's death. And she's talking about that. And then it happens. She gets a little interrupted. And who could it be? But Sasha Banks is back, bitches. So she comes out with horrible looking purple hair. She's walking the stage. She's looking like she's going to console or help Natalya through this thing. By the way, Natalya's hurt now. She's got a dislocated shoulder. And then, boom, she pulls off the purple hair. She's got blue hair and just starts beating the shit out of a crippled Natalya. So I don't know what she's proving. If she come back full heel, that would be cool. Then we can start setting up the whole, I guess, Bailey Sasha feud. Maybe, I don't know. There's so many ways and so many guesses. But the cool thing is, or it could involve the other champ, because as she's beating her, she's saved. Saved. No, not by the grace of God, but by Becky Lynch. Yeah, so there we go. We move on to tag team action here, and we get the Viking Warriors versus some no-names again. I don't know. They just, I mean, I like them. It's like one of the cosplay characters, but they face the no-names, beat them in like 20 seconds, and then we move on to more women's tag in Alexa Bliss and Cross versus the Kabuki Warriors. And we get a Paige. That was kind of weird. So to start off, we have Paige delivering a recorded message from her phone, which made her look weird. She looked like 15 years younger and cartoony or some shit. I don't even know. It was weird. And then apparently she had neck surgery. So, but they put on a good show together. It was a good match. It was a high energy, high flying match. Ends on the Twisted Bliss to retain. This could be a good rivalry for a little while. I know everyone expect the Kabuki Warriors to take these titles, and they haven't yet. So if we can build a good story here, this could be pretty entertaining for a little ways out to go. So that's it. And now we get to our finale. And yeah, so Styles versus Rollins. And last time they did, this was one to look forward to. And look forward to as something that could happen again. But at this point, with the whole OC thing, you know it's going to be dirty. You don't know going in. I didn't think this match would end going in. As far as finish, not like boring to end. So, you got Rollins coming out. He's pretending not to be hurt. You can tell he's been beat up a little bit. So the match starts with Promise, though. They are going at it, and OC interferes, as you knew was going to happen. So as they do, they're out. We get Ricochet, man, out to save the day, save his friend, save whatever. Ricochet is out. But you know it's still 3-on-2. And they take care of Ricochet. And then they start the beatdown on Rollins. And as they got him upside down in the corner, getting ready to take him out, he gets another ally. Was not expecting. Oh. We get Braun Strowman. And yeah, is Braun's looking like he got a little bit ripped. I mean, he's always a big dude, But like now he's big. So he cleans the house out, of course. Surprise, everybody's kind of shocked that he's there. And he goes to the side, gets the belt, and hands it to Seth and shakes his hand. So it looks like we may be getting some form or some type of Strowman push a little bit. At least have him wrestling again and doing something that's not just let me flip a car. So that'll be cool too. So that ends our Raw. Thanks as always for listening. I've pinned the YouTube link in the notes, as well as the Twitter at the GOW podcast show or GOW podcast show or however you want to say it. But thanks for listening. Have a great week. We'll see you for SmackDown. Peace.